From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday denounced the Syrian regime's chemical attack as an affront to humanity and warned it would not be tolerated. Speaking alongside Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House, Trump said the Syrian chemical attack in Idlib province crossed the so-called red line, a reference to the threshold by the Obama administration.
When you kill innocent children, innocent babies, little babies, with a chemical gas that is so lethal, people were shocked to hear what gas it was. That crosses many, many lines, beyond a red line, many, many lines.
The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting Wednesday to discuss a chemical weapons attack, the attack in Syria that killed scores of people. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, called the Security Council to take the necessary measures to ensure officials, perpetrators, and supporters are held accountable.
When the United Nations consistently fails in its duty to act collectively, there are times in the life of states that we are compelled to take our own action.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley. President Trump on Wednesday removed his chief political strategist, Stephen Bannon, from the National Security Council. The New York Times reporting late Wednesday, a White House official said Bannon resisted the move, even threatening at one point to quit it if it went forward. Some lawmakers and industry insiders had said it was inappropriate for Bannon to serve on the high-level White House panel that discusses pressing national security concerns. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump is set to host a two-day summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping at his Florida resort beginning Thursday, and North Korea's latest ballistic missile test will likely be part of the discussions. Wednesday's launch came after Trump threatened that the United States is prepared to go it alone to counter North Korea's nuclear threat if China does not step in. Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he spoke with Trump by phone, and the U.S. leader agreed that North Korea's actions are dangerous and threatens Japan's national security. Abe said he will be watching closely to see how China reacts to North Korea's issues. He said Trump gave a reassuring word that every option is on the table. Pyongyang's ballistic missile tests are in violation of the UN security resolutions, but the North has defined the ban as an infringement of its sovereign rights to self-defense and pursuit of space exploration. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will travel to Russia after attending the G7 foreign ministers meeting in Italy next week. The State Department announced Tillerson will meet with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, to discuss Ukraine, counterterrorism efforts, and bilateral relations. The Russian foreign ministry confirmed the trip. Scientists are investigating poor quality of sleep as the source for many diseases of aging, including heart disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's. They are working on ways to improve the amount of restful sleep that elderly people get, with researchers believing could foster much healthier lives. VOA's Jessica Berman reports.
Humans spend approximately one-third of their lives asleep. In an ideal world, the time spent sleeping is restful, helping to refresh both alertness and memory. As we age, though, experts say the quality and quantity of sleep becomes poor and fragmented. From middle age on, sleep specialists say the problems with restful sleep only get worse. Matthew Walker, a professor of neuroscience and psychology at University of California at Berkeley, is director of the school's Sleep and Neuroimaging Lab. He says dream state or rapid eye movement sleep, known as REM sleep, remains mostly intact as we age. What tends to fall off is non-REM sleep, the deep sleep that leaves people feeling refreshed in the morning. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. may soon extend its ban on computers in the cabin and some flights from the Middle East and Africa to more airports. The head of the Homeland Security Department said the action is in response to concerns that terrorists may target commercial aviation by smuggling explosives and larger electronics. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.